Chapter 4
Deputy Reese Hutchins leaned against the wall of the hospital corridor. His crisp tan uniform and spit-shined black shoes conveyed authority. The stiff blue folder in his hand proclaimed a purpose, but his pale, thin face projected a fear that was impossible to hide beneath his veneer of officiousness. Reese looked like he was next in line for a colon examination.
"Have you seen him?" I asked.
The door to Tommy Lee's room behind Reese was shut.
No, the nurse at the desk said they're checking the wound's drainage and changing the dressing. The docs will let us know if he can have visitors.
That sounded reasonable. Nearly 15 hours had passed since the shooting. I'd been able to sleep for 3 of them.
There's a lounge down the hall. I can wait there till you're finished.
Reese shrugged.
Why? Patsy said he wanted to see us together.
I couldn't hide my surprise. Fletcher hadn't mentioned that detail last night.
You didn't know?
Only a hint of sarcasm laced Reese's question. Normally he loved having inside information, but today he seemed to be doing his best just to hold himself together. The door to Tommy Lee's room opened and Susan emerged.
Gentlemen?
She winked at me.
What's the word?
I asked. Susan nodded her head toward the room.
O'Malley has the last word.
Although I couldn't see the older surgeon, I heard his voice boom loud and clear.
You're not going to do anyone any good if you come out of this hospital 1 minute earlier than I tell you, so get over it.
There was a mumbled growl in response.
A few seconds later, Dr. O'Malley stepped into the hall. The scowl on his